I was absolutely stunned that at this day and age, and it wasn't young people. That's the amazing thing. These were like grown ups, probably in their 50s. You know, so
we should know better should anyway.
Education.
Yeah, so rather than you know, when they get back to the slipway, load the boat up and off they go, unless it's tied up there, take their rubbish, put it in the car, take it home, dump it responsibly. They decided, having enjoyed the facilities, to just dump in them.
Yeah, it just seems to be the way. And it's amazing that where you go, that people who are looking at sea and saying, oh, I'm going to take time out of it, I'm going to enjoy it, then turns around and just does that. Like, these are mature people. We're preaching to young people about rubbish. And like, if you like, and Downing's, the Downing's Tidy Towns does an amazing job, you know, cleaning up the rubbish and they clean up the beaches. And you know, but if you do go into corners, or if you are down along the shore and places, you will spot cans and crisp packets and all sorts of rubbish just floating about. And these are coming from people around the pier or out in boats who's just not tidying up and taking the rubbish with them. Now, there was an excuse for a long time in Downing's that there wasn't any bin at the point of the pier. You know, now
any excuses have been removed, really, is what you're saying quite clearly, Oliver.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, and there's no excuse. Like, it's not too hard to take your couple of cans and some rubbish home with you.